Good morning and welcome to the K-State Research and Extension Report, today featuring special guests Mr. and Miss 4-H 2021, Ethan Hatfield and Sierra Hahn. Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing all right. So if you want to start off, just tell me a little bit about yourselves.
Hi, my name's Ethan Hatfield. I'm this year's Mr. 4-H for the 2021 year. Just a little bit about myself, as I'm an eighth generation farmer, primarily raising Hereford cattle, based out of Pomona, Kansas. I show simmentals through the livestock deals, the national shows, regional shows, state shows. Definitely participate in a lot of spring shows. If you can't already tell, cattle showing is kind of my main thing. But I also involve myself in other projects such as visual arts, rocketry, and foods.
Hi, I'm Sierra Hahn, and I'm this year's Miss 4-H. And I'm also really big in cattle. I show limousine cattle primarily. I'm also into photography and do some welding and also visual arts.
Awesome. So first off, I want to say congratulations to both of you for this great honor that you've been given. So congratulations on that. And so what you guys both kind of touched on it already, but what projects are you into? What do you do for the fair and for 4-H?
So as I stated earlier, my main project is the beef cattle project, where I show both steers and heifers at, you know, the local and national level. I also like to involve myself in the visual arts program, as I'm very fascinated with art. I like to create pottery, visual art, as in drawings, sketching, painting, so forth. I did get myself involved in rocketry there for a little while. I definitely always like making foods. My twin brother and I actually usually have a competition every year to see who can make the best pie, now that we're both in the senior division. So it's always fun to do that, and a little friendly competition between him and I.
So my main project is also beef. I'm big in the breeding side, but this year I didn't get to have any cattle, so I've been big in photography this year. I love taking pictures just anywhere I go. And then this year I did some welding, and it was kind of fun. It was new for me. I welded a little Eiffel Tower.
That sounds cool. And so you're obviously in 4-H. Is there any other things you do with, you know, school or with anything else you do?
I actually recently graduated here on May 8th, but while I was in high school, I was involved in numerous activities, including student council, where I was held the office of vice president for my junior and senior year. I was involved in FFA, where I was sophomore year, I was the reporter, and my junior and senior year, I was president of our West Franklin FFA. I also did numerous sports, including football, track, and I even did the mascotting for West Franklin during basketball season. I also was the junior class vice president and the senior class president. So I definitely keep myself a little busy, but it's a good time. For me, the most important thing is being really well-rounded. Mm-hmm. You know, getting involved in things. You know, building those skills to help you succeed in life, and just go out and make those connections to make yourself a better person.
Awesome. You, Sierra?
So this year I'm going to be a senior, and I'm the class vice president at Lewisburg, and I also am in FFA. This year I'm the secretary, and I'm in Interact Club just as a member, and it's a new club we created to do some more community service. I'm also in NHS, and I play soccer and basketball. I'm big in soccer.
Awesome. That's cool. That sounds fun. And so how long have both of you been in 4-H?
I've basically been in 4-H ever since I was rearing to go when I was 7. Started in the cattle thing, really got into that, and grew into other projects as I got older. So in all, I can say that I've been in 4-H for around 11 years now. And I'm going on an extra year because my age works out that I'm still 17 as of January 1st, so I still have next year as well, should I choose. Mm-hmm. So
interesting.
I also started 4-H when I was 7, so I've been in 4-H about 10 years. And mm-hmm. Have a couple more years to go.
That sounds awesome. All right. And so what is your guys' favorite parts of 4-H? Obviously, your projects, I'm sure you have a lot of fun with. But other than that, what else is like your guys' favorite part?
So well, the projects and the buckles, the awards are all kind of nice. But for me, the major thing that I love about 4-H is the people. Mm-hmm. And those connections you make. You make so many friends through the 4-H deal. You know, going to cattle shows, hanging out at the fairs, you know, doing all the different projects and just getting involved. You make friends, make those connections. You all have a good time. It's just very, very social thing, and I wouldn't trade it for anything.
I'd also say being with our friends here, because I live so far away now, it's so nice to come down here and see people I don't get to see every day and catch up. And I also just love working with the younger members and teaching them about 4-H and how much they can do with it.
All right. Well, that is Mr. and Miss 4-H 2021 for the Frontier Extension District. Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Mayor DeZine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Gowell.